Hello, hello, hello. Can I hear myself? Yes, I can. Welcome to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Friday. It's Friday, 5 o'clock on the dot, 5 p.m., and it's time for the weekend. It's right on time for the weekend. And you're listening to Music Discovery Hour. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias. And with me today, we're doing summer training here at the station. So some shows might have some trainees on them, and you might have already heard some. I think I'm the first show of the week that has trainees. We have there'll be a few more of the night tonight. On Fridays, and I have Keith with me. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. What's up, Tufts? What's up, WMFO?
There you go. Yeah. So, can you tell me a little about yourself and what you plan to do here? What do you want to make your show about?
Basically, I like my own music. Basically, I like 60s, 70s, 80s. I like the pop. I like the rock. I like the soft classic hits. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all about that. Like I said, I'm glad to be here. I live in Quincy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I've been involved in radio for 10 years.
Awesome.
I love radio.
Where at?
So basically, I did college radio at a few places.
Okay.
Started 10 years ago with that. I went to a broadcasting school.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Was it mostly local around here?
Yeah.
What made you come over here to 91.5?
Because I kept looking around for stations that offered volunteering.
Oh yeah. We definitely offer that here.
And I stumbled upon this station and a couple others too.
Cool. Yeah. So we'll be hearing more of me and Keith as we go along. But as you know, this is the Music Discovery Hour, so I have a playlist ready of music I've discovered in the past week or two. Sometimes I haven't heard enough music to fill up an hour, so I reach back a little further, maybe 3 weeks ago. But so I have a lineup ready of new music. Most of these, and this playlist specifically, I have heard within this week. Nothing has has touched my ears but prior to Monday. So you're giving a fresh new list of music, and I hope you enjoy it. It's not really anything specific. It's just random music that I've heard along the week, because I listen to music 24/7, as I'm hoping most people do. And I hope you enjoy this on your whether you're going home from work or just cruising around or listening to the station. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back after a few songs. I'll be just training on the side, and maybe you might hear some ups and downs in the audio levels, but that's just me playing with the board and trying to show people how it works. All right, so we'll be back after a few more songs.
Okay.
Take time by the minute. Watch the room machine spin until we endless in it, yeah. My vaccine, recurring zombie's dream. Illuminate hallucinations burned into the back of your mind. I wanna love you, feel the undercover touch that makes you feel alright. I want perception, feel the indiscretion that you bring me at night. And what I want is your body, and what I need is your body. Inspire selfish harmony, oh, and what- perception. Feel the indiscretion that you bring the air tonight. I wanna love you. Feel the undercover touch that makes you feel alright. I want perception. Feel the indiscretion that you bring the air tonight.
rehearse in our minds till we're speaking.
welcome back to Music Discovery Hour. I hope you enjoyed the songs we just played. It was four completely new songs that I've heard this week, starting with Captain Kid, Freaky Love, then South Point with City Lights, Magic Bronson with Nervous, and Stoplight Observations, which you just heard now and just ended. And the title of that song is HDWGH? All with spaces in between. And if you listen closely, How Did We Get Here is the chorus of the song. So it's just the initial or the first letter of each one of those words, which I thought was very interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like all these songs. They're all very much in the indie / alternative genre. Mm-hmm. So if you're a fan of that, I hope you enjoy the songs. And if you're not, maybe you might think you are now. Maybe I've converted you to be an alternative indie lover.
I'm a fan of the songs. Great songs, man. I always love to discover new music.
Yeah, that's my goal. I've been on the station here for this is my fourth year now. Yeah. And ever since my first show, my first show ever was called Discovery Mode.
Great. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How, now ballpark. How many songs have you discovered in those 4 years?
That is quite the question. Let me see. Maybe I can extrapolate
hundreds?
From 1 week. Well, this week, I think I've discovered about 30 new songs that I've enjoyed. So I think let's make it on average a little bit lower. Let's make it like 20 to 15 songs a week.
Uh-huh.
And we could probably do the math there. What is the 15? How many weeks are in a year?
52
weeks in a year?
So
then 52 by... Let's say 15, just to maybe I have off weeks where I don't listen to a lot of music.
Well, are you here every week?
Since January, I've been here pretty much every week.
Okay.
Maybe one or two weeks I had like a sick day or wasn't in town. So I'm here, but even if I'm not doing my show here, I'm still discovering music on my own time.
Okay.
So I guess doing the math, it seems like just under 800 songs a year I'm discovering. So
you discovered 3,200 songs.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Awesome.
And that sounds. I hope that's true. I hope I go into my Spotify library and I can count them all up.
Yeah.
It only makes it harder to, categorize your music. And sometimes you'll lose one of those songs you really loved in the constant new music. Yeah. But, the more the merrier, right?
I really like that song. I'll never be able to find it again.
Yeah, so that's why I make playlists on my Spotify library. I make sure to make so many playlists because then I'll be like, I remember I made this playlist like a year ago. And I go and shuffle the music. I'm like, I remember really loving that song for like 2 months. And it's not like I stopped liking it. It's more I just found more and more and more and more. And I hope people resonate with that because that's the kind of the vibe of this show here. And I just started this show a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Before that, I did do All Chat, the video game talk show. That's what I did since January until May when I had a co-host and we basically did like a podcast themed talk show about anything relating to video games. So we would talk about Comic-Con, we would talk about E3, we talked about new video games that were coming out, we talked about politics and gaming, the science of gaming, and where we think YouTube is going. All the above is what we discussed. And just recently, a month ago, he left, so I had to go back to the solo gig, and now I'm doing Music Discovery again, and it's been very rewarding. I'm glad to come back to it. So we're going to go back into the music. We're just doing training on the side here, so thank you for listening. It's 521 here at 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tough Stream Form Radio, and me and Keith are just going to go back to training.
Mm-hmm.
Are you learning a lot? Do you think...
I think so. Yeah,
you're not overwhelmed by the...
No, I'm getting the gist. I'm very visual. So.
Yeah, it's perfect to be helpful. So you had the videos, right? You had the videos and watched them
all? I did, yeah.
Perfect. Just stick around. I have an endless list of music to listen to. And next up is The Last Thing by Sawyer.
His show could be on forever, but
I have an hour. Yeah, I only have an hour. They limit me, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I can pull strings, but maybe next time.
Okay.
All right, see you guys in a bit.
Marathon.
I wanna take my time forgetting, take my time forgetting you. I wanna fake like I'm regretting and fake like we're not. It takes a year or two. It's the
for the stars, they'd say. In a world that's gonna run the pages anyway, you know the eyes are coming out. You know the eyes are coming out. So what do you say? Another audition? Lo and behold, latest addiction. Just to say, I won't let you, I won't let you, I won't let you, I won't let you down. No, no. In a world that's gonna run the pages anyway, you know the lies are coming out. You know the lies are coming out. So what do you say? Another audition, lo and behold, latest addiction. Just to say, I won't let you, I won't let you, I won't let you, I won't let you down.
Too late to say.
You know that I
drunk and in love, would you be honest, babe? There's something there, I don't care if it's too late to say.
Alive, oh, life's got a grip on you, darling. I'll be there to pull you through. if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll probably sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Go and get dry with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, get shy with a little help from my friends.
Expecting that.
No, most people aren't. That was Friends by Bodhi, which is a song I heard this week, which I really, really enjoyed because the whole premise of the... Hold on, my headphone wire is stuck on the chair. Oh, boy. I'll fix that later.
Because we've been moving around here a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But what I was going to say is that I heard this song and I really loved it because, I don't know if you're listening, but it's just a bunch of... It's essentially a bunch of friends just singing with the guitar. And that's what I love so much about it. If I'm going to play it for us again here. And then at the end of the song, you hear them stop the music, but they're still laughing around and playing with the guitar. And then someone just starts singing that song, mm-hmm. and everyone just joins in.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a very casual song.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a bunch of friends just singing around a campfire almost.
Exactly.
So, I hope you enjoyed the songs. That was Friends by Bodhi, and then before that was Campus Fashion, which that's one of my personal favorites from this playlist. It's very upbeat and very happy, mm-hmm. By Tippling Rock. And then Joan Ellen by Ivory Waves, Sarah by Candid, which Candid is a new band that just started like 2 years ago, so I couldn't even... program here couldn't even find the band. I had to manually put that one in. Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna play a few more songs. There's 13 minutes left in this show, a little less than 13 minutes. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Music Discovery Hour, or it has been for the past 47 minutes. I hope you're enjoying your Friday and enjoying your, about to begin enjoying your weekend, because how's the weather this week? Is it gonna rain? I feel like it's gonna rain all weekend.
Yeah, I think so. It's been real hot and
it's been
real
so
hot,
humid.
Sunny. Yeah,
so
of
humid.
Course. It's disgusting.
It's what do you expect
in
Boston?
Outside.
What do you expect in Boston?
Yeah.
At least make sure you're in the air conditioned area. stay not sweaty as much as you can, because it's hard not to.
Yeah, I could recommend to everyone to come hang out in here. It feels so comfortable.
Fill
in
the station. It's a very nice air conditioned area, because we got to keep all our vinyl in top condition. We can't have it being all insufferable in the humidity.
Right.
We're gonna go back into the music again, because you know that's what we like to do here. I wanted to ask you a few more questions about your show. What do you think? What would you name your show?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know? If you had to...
I'm not good with names.
Not good with names? What have you had a show before?
Yeah, I've tried... I did a music show. I'm still doing a music show, actually. Can I say the name? Can I say names?
Yeah, why not?
I do a show called The Foster Mix. It's a music show. And it's like my personal mix of music, just like this. I'm dabbling in podcasting called the Foster Takeover.
Oh, cool. So,
yeah.
What made you go into try out podcasting? I'm thinking about doing that this semester as well. I'm actually taking a course on it here at Tufts.
Oh, you are? Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took a course on it too. Basically, it's just like, it's basically, you know, you're free with podcasting. You could do whatever you want. You can talk about whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do politics.
Okay.
But I probably do a quick episode, like 5 minutes here and there.
Cool. Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah.
What do you, so you'll expect to play just like you're out of your music library here at the show when
you hope
to get one here?
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe I'll hook up Spotify like you do. I'll do maybe iTunes, you know.
Yeah, Spotify is great.
I mean, Apple iTunes is pretty much OG right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone has their own method, but as long as you get the music out there, that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a PSA before we go into the music.
Yeah, music brings us all together.
So, you're very much true.
Yes.
And I'm going to put a PSA about pet adoption, and then we'll see you in about a song or two to say goodbye. Because we are nearing the end of the show. And we'll see you next week. And Keith will be joining me because it'll be the last and training for him, hopefully. Yep. Hopefully you don't have to come back. We train you right. So you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we'll be back.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Brian, just a little different sound for you to end off on there. On
totally
on our show here. This has been Music Discovery Hour, and we're gonna log off here. This is the end of our show, but you'll see us next week, both of us on the return. Do you have a specific DJ name you go by? Or one that you want to?
You know, I'll probably just use my last name, Foster.
Perfect.
I like it.
You go DJ Foster, or just Foster.
Just Foster.
Perfect. I like that. It's very clean. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias, which has been my name since freshman year. I thought it sounded great, so I just went with it.
Mr. Gracias?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the Spanish word thank you.
Yes.
Mr.
Thank you.
Exactly. I use it for my video game names, and yeah. I was like, it's a perfect name for DJing, so I'll go with that. My last name is Garcia, and just a little bit of switching the letters there, it looks like Gracias.
Yes.
So that's the play on that one. But it's 5:55, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we're going to sign off for this week. And we'll see you next week, as I said before, and I hope you enjoy your weekend. Really, really enjoy it. And we're going to log off here. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone, and don't you blame it on me.